clever, Crookshanks. Did you catch that all by yourself?
Said Hermione. Crookshanks slowly chewed up the spider, his yellow eyes fixed insolently on Ron. Just keep him over there, that's all, said Ron, irritably, turning back to his star chart. I've got Scabbers asleep in my bag. Harry yawned. He really wanted to go to bed, but he still had his own star chart to complete. He pulled his bag towards him, took out parchment, ink, and quill, and started work. You can copy mine if you like, said Ron, labelling his last star with a flourish and shoving the chart towards Harry. Hermione, who disapproved of copying, pursed her lips but didn't say anything. Crookshanks was still staring unblinkingly at Ron, flicking the end of his bushy tail. Then, without warning, he pounced. Oi! Ron roared, seizing his bag, as Crookshanks sank four sets of claws deeply into it and began tearing ferociously. Get off, you stupid animal! Ron tried to pull the bag away from Crookshanks, but Crookshanks clung on, spitting and slashing. Ron, don't hurt him! Squealed Hermione. The whole common room was watching. Ron whirled the bag around, Crookshanks still clinging to it, and Scabbers came flying out of the top. Catch that cat! Ron yelled, as Crookshanks freed himself from the remnants of the bag, sprang over the table, and chased after the terrified Scabbers.